Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yes, it's Summer Memories, where we chat to some well-known faces to reminisce about the summers long, long ago. And Ireland AM presenter Alan Hughes is with me today. Alan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. When you're saying long, long ago, does that mean I'm old?
Not at all. No, it's long, long ago for me as well. Come here, are you a summer person, or do you prefer the more Christmas autumnal vibes?
I love the summer. I love
really,
the bit of sun. I love when it comes in. I just think everyone's in better form.
Yeah.
Everyone's in better
humor. We are.
Yeah, we're all in better form. When it's sunny out, we're all in better form, and we all sort of embrace things better, I think. And I love that.
Bring us back to your first summer memory, Alan.
Do you know what? I was literally thinking about this, and remember Butlins.
Do you know I was never at Butlins?
Well, you never Butlins.
Never
when Butlins. Then came Mosny.
Yeah.
But it was Butlins and Mosny.
Beyond and community games.
Yeah, community games. But they were some of our first memories from Ballyfermot, and you'd be going on summer camps down to Butlins and Mosny. And that was some of the first really lovely memories you have. And then sometimes when you'd stay over and Dan Lowry's the big cabaret venue. Look at you're looking at me blankly.
There's
people listening in now who go, oh my God, I remember Dan Lowry's.
But you know what? It's funny. I was always so jealous of people who went to Butlins and Mosny on holidays. I suppose, like, in my mind, it's probably the early version of what Centre Parks might be now.
It
that kind of vibe.
Was. That's exactly what it was. You go down the big canteens, Dan Lowry's. Always remember the swimming pool, and there's the big glass thing so you could see people swimming and then everybody be mooning through the glass.
Stop.
That's exactly what they did. So like, there'd be lads all getting in and they'd be all mooning through the glass because you could always see the people. But that brings on memories. And then I remember then years later actually performing in Dan Lowry's.
Really?
Yeah, with people like Mr. Pussy and other people like that over the years, and going and doing some cabaret shows. Then.
Is it a bit
so
like
that did the whole circle back to it?
You know, Dirty Dancing, where they go to the holiday resort and they learn the. Is it a bit like that?
Well, it's a bit like Heidi High, a bit more like that. Remember Heidi High, the TV series,
God.
In the real little chalets. But then it became very posh. And they built some really nice one and two bedroom apartments, and it became very upmarket. But in the really old days, there was the chalet.
That's the first summer holidays.
And it was the ballroom dancing and the Bonnie Baby competition and all that.
Amazing.
And I remember just going that on summer camp and just going absolutely having a blast at it. And it felt like it's only in Meath, but it felt like we were going like
out
Kerry.
Foreign.
Yeah, it was like really foreign from Ballyfar out, Ballyferm in those days.
I know you well enough now from Ireland AM over the years, Alan, to know that you love a holiday.
I love a holiday.
Yeah, and you do holiday.
I do holiday. It's my one, it's myself and Carl's one, my husband Carl. It's the one thing, look, I always say to people, look, people might sort of go, oh, you're away again. But look,
that's
we
me,
don't have children. It's something we never really wanted to go down that line. So, I mean, the expense of that, if we had a family, the expense of that. So,
but you work hard.
We work very hard.
You're up
both
early.
Work,
why
yeah, both
you?
Us worked like
you're dead right.
25 years of doing Ireland AM, and you work hard. So the one thing that we do, you know, when something that when two people what they click on something, and it's the one thing that we click on is a holiday,
great.
And I love getting away to the sun.
What was your best summer holiday?
Do you know when someone say the best summer holiday? You can never really pick one, but it's like my spiritual home, that if it's the place that I feel most relaxed in is when I go to Sitges in Spain.
Oh, really?
Sitges is about 30 minutes outside Barcelona.
I've never been.
It's a beautiful town outside Barcelona. It only has about 18,000 people who live there all year round. But then in the summer, there's 100,000 people there. But for me, I've been going for, myself and Carl have been going for nearly 20 years. And it's just do you know when you land somewhere and you go, I'm here.
Mm.
And it's because we know people there, we know the barman, we know the staff and places. And you just feel, that's when I feel most relaxed.
Have you placed there or you just know?
No, we've often looked at it. And a friend of ours looked at, and he lived there for a while.
Mm.
And he said, after the season finishes end of September, it gets quiet, very quiet and very lonely. And you'd go up to Barcelona a good bit, but to live there, and I'd like somewhere that you could go during the winter as well. So if I'm thinking anywhere, it'd probably be the Canaries or somewhere like that, like lots of people have done. But Sitges would be my zen place where I actually can totally switch off And I do when I go there. It's literally, I switch off and it's fabulous.
Did you ever have a summer job over the years?
A summer job?
Like in your young days, like teenage days?
The worst thing I ever did was, do you know, like my brother lives in Enniscorthy. And we was one year, we had to go down, you know, they have the strawberry festival there every year. So I picked strawberries. The worst thing. Oh, you're never too young to pick. It's just it's too hard.
It's too hard.
So I pick strawberries, and then you're weighing them, and then at the end of the day, your back is broken. You're in bits, and you probably get about 2 pounds. It was like I was going. Are you actually having a laugh here?
You just realised hard labour wasn't for you.
Exactly. That's when I said roll on television so I could just sit.
Make a light.
Sit and look pretty.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Job out of talking nonsense.
Yeah, but imagine strawberry picking, and they do it every year, and it's such. I was such a part of the whole event though, leading up to Strawberry Festival in Enniscorthy, and all everyone around Wexford and all that would know it well. My brother used to live right under Vinegar Hill there in Enniscorthy, so he's many memories down there in Enniscorthy. Yeah.
Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
No.
No.
I would have loved to have gone because the stories I've heard from people who've been there. I just sort of got that would have been. I would have been the one, like the mischievous one. Now I'd be like causing a bit of, like staying out late and maybe not going back. But then you hear the horror stories of the landladies,
the Bannon teas
who won't let you out, and you have to be in the certain time.
Yeah,
and all
no.
that. I don't think I could have done all that. But I just think it would have been great because I'm brutal at Irish.
Yeah.
I left my Irish class in school because I hated my teacher, and I went to the principal and I said, can I go into a study class because I'm getting nothing out of this? And he said, well, and he asked me and I told him. And he said, that's fair enough. He said, within 2 or 3 weeks, there was 9 of us in the study class.
Really?
We left the Irish class.
Look at you, you little ringleader, you. You disrupted the whole thing.
Disrupted the whole thing. But now I'm sort of regretting.
I know,
but then
I
you
do
sort
too,
of go,
you know?
I'd love to have a bit of it, you know? And I did a little walk-on part in Rossnaroon.
Did you?
Yeah. They asked me to do it.
Yourself and Conan O'Brien, all the greats.
All the greats of TV.
Yeah.
So years ago. And all I had to say was, Cupante de la Hull, mother of God. Do you think I could say Cupante de la Hull? The poor dialogue coach kept coming out. No, and it was like they're very precise in the way you say it. My nerves were gone by the end of the day.
Sometimes it's the stress though, isn't it?
Am I even saying that right then?
I don't actually know. Isn't that do you know what? I don't know either.
I'm sure some of your listeners will let us know.
WhatsApp is going bananas, I'd say, out there now. Yeah. Anyway, we apologise profusely. If you won the lotto, if money was no object, where's your dream holiday destination?
I would love to do 5-star to Vietnam and Cambodia. It's the two places that I really want to go. I've done lots over the Far East and all over Bangkok and everywhere like that. But the last time we were away like that and we were in Thailand, Carl got very sick. He got yellow fever and he was really ill. So he won't go back to Asia because he just has it in his head. He's going to get really sick again. But I keep saying to him, it literally is on my bucket list what I want to do. Before I pop my clocks.
Oh, stop, Alan.
Vietnam and Cambodia, I would absolutely love to go and experience it. Do it nicely, but then experience it in the small towns and do it really well. I just would love to do that.
Yeah, that sounds like an incredible trip.
Yeah.
But you want to do it all bells and whistles.
I totally do. Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do.
What you said about the lotto.
Absolute,
yeah.
Look, hold back.
Your own private guide
we can
and
all
the whole
dream.
Thing. Yeah, and go and stay in gorgeous 5-star hotels. But at the same time, go into the smaller places and the smaller towns
and see it all.
But do it with the bells and whistles on it. Something that you'd never forget.
That you'd never do.
Yeah.
You love a good cruise.
I do. Love them. Yeah, I've been on a couple of them now. We've literally just been off the launch of the new Princess Cruise, Sun Princess. Beautiful. And people always say to me, are they not for the old? And they're very old. Do you know what? They really aren't. And if you like something where everything is supplied for you, so you're in a different city every day. You can get off the ship if you want. You don't. Big shows, fabulous food. And the Princess Cruises that we were on, the itineraries are just amazing. So I just love it.
You kind of inspired me. I went on my first cruise last year.
I did. And I remember giving you some tips on it. And
Do you know what? I really enjoyed it.
They're so enjoyable.
Yeah. And you're right. It's not. Now, I imagine it probably depends maybe the cruise liner you go with or where you go from. We went from the States for Miami. There were a lot of people my age, like mid to late 30s on the cruise. There was, you know, a couple of groups of friends, female friends, male friends. There was actually one or two hens or stags, not the classic hen and stag you're thinking of. But it wasn't what I imagined, which was all retirees or honeymooners. Like that's what I envisaged.
The beach shows, there's what, 12, 15 bars, loads of restaurants.
Really enjoyed it.
I mean, you'd never see the same person from one start of the week to the next.
There were 6,000 people in our boat. I never saw the same people at all.
Exactly. I love them. I think they're brilliant. And I think everyone should try them once, because I think once you've tried it as something different, you will actually love it.
Mm. It is, though. It definitely is a little bit different. Do you have a favourite person to holiday with?
Well, I have to say my husband.
Yeah, you better say it.
I better say that. But you know, the great thing is when somebody just likes the same things as you, like, I'd never give up a sun holiday for ski holiday. Neither would he.
No.
You know, that time, you know, but lots
the
of people,
only part of the skiing holiday I'd have an interest in is the apres-ski.
The apres-ski. Yeah. But then there'd be lots of people shouting at us now, going, don't be so stupid, they're the best
holiday.
Yes,
you've never been, how do you know?
Yeah, I have been for work.
Of course,
In Boston we did it, and it was brilliant. But the layering on every morning, getting all the stuff, I remember being, we were in the car on the way to shoot, and somebody said to me about, it's very cold today, did you put on your thermals? And I said, no, I forgot. So we had to go all the way back, take everything off, put the thermals on, the whole suits, the whole ski thing again.
Like, that's work. That is work. And I know you were there for work.
There is a dedication to it, I think, when you're skiing. And I do get the whole joy of it when you're going down those slopes. It must be brilliant. But I'd be just scared that I'd be the one coming back in the ski lift with a broken leg and coming home in an ambulance.
I'd be Calamity Jane beside you on the stretcher with you. Have you three things you can't holiday without? Three items.
Paracetamol, Nexium and Motilium.
You're like your own little pharmacy. Brilliant.
Literally,
it's a sign of a good holiday.
They are the three.
Really?
I kid you not.
Yeah.
They are the three things. Just in case a pharmacy or chemist is not near us or is closed, I have my paracetamol, my Nexium, which I always take, and Motilium. And they're the three things I will pack all
the
time.
Are you a sort of a bring the kitchen sink? Like, you're not bringing tea bags and stuff?
No, but I will always bring some kind of medication like that.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Do you read on holidays?
No, I listen to music.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, I can't sit and read, so I listen to music. And I think, I know you were sort of saying, is there a song?
Mm.
But the one song for me over the last maybe 10 years, because it was Conchita Wurst, who won the Eurovision for Austria.
All right.
You remember Conchita?
I know of it.
Rise like a phoenix, if you play a little bit of it. And then, so I just have so many memories of lying on a beach, singing that at the top of my voice, and Carl Broderick hit me going, will you shut up,
Yeah, and all the other people on the beach
too. And all the other people. But that just brings me back to some over the last 10 years, because it's my favourite Eurovision song ever, and I'm a massive Eurovision fan. And I just think that has just triggers lovely lying on beach memories, or lying on a terrace, or just thinking of that. And I always put on Conchita. And then we've met Tom loads of times over the years at different things. And he's so lovely and just really nice.
Speaking of memories, any holiday romances you'd like to share with us?
Do you know what? The one thing that romance was that I met many, many moons ago, as they say.
Yeah.
I met somebody who was holidaying in Dublin. And we had a holiday romance here in Dublin. And he went back to New York with his family. And we kept in touch a lot of the times. And I was sort of saying, God, I'd love to go to New York. And he says, well, why don't you come over? And I said, but I want to actually go and give it a go.
Mm.
Like, as a lot of Irish people did. So I went over and moved to New York to him.
And over the back of a holiday romance?
Yeah.
You packed up and moved?
I packed up and I moved to New York. And stayed for a year. It didn't last for a year, but we lived out in Rockaway Beach, and I got a job in Manhattan on Lexington Avenue with a beautiful woman and she ran a shop called The Soap Opera. So it's about very much like The Body Shop, ahead of its time.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd major like Broadway stars and film stars who used to come in and shop there. And I got involved in that whole lovely scene of Broadway because I was such a fan of musicals.
Of course,
like that.
Into the Panto,
I went to see like big shows at the time, Dreamgirls and stuff like that. When Jennifer Holliday was the star of it, the big Jennifer Holliday was the main star of it. and La Caja Fall was opening and just things like that. And like it was coming to the end of Studio 54, but a new club was opening called Limelight. And Limelight was this massive, big new nightclub in New York. And Anne was her name, Anne Pellegrino. She was an amazing woman. And she'd always have passes for us. You know, in these clubs in New York where you just had to stand outside and be picked. So we'd always have little badges.
You were a proper VIP.
I was literally getting that because of her. But like you'd be going there and Thursday night used to be the night. And I don't know why it was, but I remember three Thursdays in a row sitting across from Liza Minnelli. Like, you know, just like people like that
story.
In there all the time. And I was going, is Liza Minnelli here every Thursday? Like, I was so young and so naive. Yeah. And just to have this experience.
That is an incredible story now.
But it was great. And it was, and Limelight then became this huge club. And we used to be able to go because we got to know them. And then, like, I mean, Bette Midler used to be there. All this.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so mad. And I had such a blast. I had such a blast that time. I didn't stay in the relationship, unfortunately. But,
no,
at the time it was unfortunate. But, like, I experienced New York the way it should
Amazing.
Be. Like, well, I know a lot of people don't experience it that way. But I was very lucky to experience
in
it that way,
as
people
did.
Sort of saying. And a lot of people I met, like the Whitneys and the Vanderbilts and stuff like that. And like, I won't tell you now, I want that to be for another day. No, I couldn't tell you that story.
Listen, you mentioned the summer is busy for you. Is that with the panto?
Yeah, well, you see, summer, it's gas when some people sort of say, oh, summer, especially if you're coming into July and August, time to totally shut down. For us, panto starts to kick in July, August, especially coming in September. So July and August, we're casting, we're doing everything. Like tickets are on sale now for this Christmas
panto.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah,
now
it's Beauty and the Beast up in the National
Lovely.
Stadium. Panto.ie on
get
sale
your tickets.
Now. Get your tickets. Get the last year tickets. But yeah, like so for me, it's never summer is the start of a real very heavy workload for me. But at the same time, then you try and forget it, but sometimes you can't. And so you have to be still on your emails even when I'm on the beach.
When you're on your cruise ship.
When I'm on my cruise ship or on the beach.
Yeah, deadly. Listen, we're going to leave you with Alan Hughes from Ireland's AMs, his top summer memory tune and song. Who's it by again?
It's Conchita Wurst and it's Rise Like a Phoenix.
Alan, great to talk to you here on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.